On a one-acre plot of land, Mark Suiso has made the most of his backyard in Makaha. That's where he tends dozens of mango trees, some planted by his father more than 60 years ago.
So, like, these are really winning, award-winning mangoes. This is your Raposa mango here. It gets really big and red. I picked a little bit of them. But it's really sweet, and it melts in your mouth.
The branches are heavy with ripe fruit, and Suiso gets to work. He's already got a kiddie pool filled with ripe mangoes on the back of his cart.
Yeah, I just picked some early. In fact, here's a ripe one right there. See?
Talk to Suiso about mangoes for long enough, and you'll swear you're talking about wine.
Its flavor is just, wow. It's got a really rich taste, and so you taste something, you taste some sweetness to it, and there's all this other rich taste that comes after that. So there's these after notes that come in. Coconut comes out of this.
Suiso says Hawaii mangoes are much more than just Haydens versus Peary's. The different varieties grown on the islands now stretch into the hundreds. Horticulturist Don Marin, advisor to King Kamehameha I, is believed to have planted the first tree at the corner of Vineyard and River Street. The fruit took off and became a staple backyard crop for many local families, including the Suisos.
You know, a lot of these trees are legacy trees from people's grandparents, and they planted these trees back in the 50s and 60s when there was this huge influx of home ownership. And back at that time, people planted a tree, then figured out where to put the house. You know, they had things in that order. And the grandparents really took care of gardening, and having a fruit tree in the yard was really an important part of having a home.
Suiso says much of growing up in Hawaii is growing up with mango. As a kid, he'd spend summers climbing the family tree, picking ripe fruit, and eating it over the kitchen sink.
And so I grew up with having mango trees in the yard, and I just thought everybody did. And over the last 15 or 20 years, I'm finding that's not the case.
That's part of why Suiso started this farm, to revive the backyard mango. Besides being an integral part of local culture, Suiso argues there's also a social value to sharing mango.
I use it for currency. I call it mango diplomacy.
He says the right mangoes can go a long way in Hawaii. For example,
when you have a sick friend in the hospital, you bring a box of mangoes to that room, your friend will get the best care. I don't care how many boxes of Manapua or how many boxes of Cinnabons or how many boxes of Manju you bring over to them, they will take second seat to the person that brought in the mango.
You want some mango here?
Back in Suiso's kitchen, okay. He pulls out a paring knife and washes the sap off the mango. This one's the Excel, an award-winning variety that took top honors for best mango 2 years in a row.
Try this mango. Take a toothpick. That's a little bit too much, but...
Wow. So,
simple, sweet, and slightly chilled. Suiso's right. Nothing beats it. Molly Solomon for HPR News.